Welcome to Be Dribbling Over. I'm your host, Nathan. And well, we got to get some quick updates here. First off, the basketball NBA season has started, and the Denver Nuggets added a nugget to the Pepsi Center to have everybody in Denver realize, yes, it is a reality. You did win an NBA Finals, and they faced against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, which ended up having the Denver Nuggets give the Lakers their seventh straight season of an opening loss, final score of 119-107. You can look up some app on the statistics and otherwise. You can do that your own time. I'm just giving you some quick updates. And also, when everybody was thinking this is going to look as we're going to have back-to-back same teams facing each other in the World Series. Excuse me, I mean the Fall Classic for our international listeners out there. Instead, it ends up being a crazy playoffs that went into seven games for both the American League and the National League Championship Series. Even one that reminded us of the 2019 Road Warriors World Series, or to our international audience, Fall Classic. That's right, the Texas Rangers, you know, with that Game 5, being up 4-2 and then giving up that Jose Altuve home run. A lot of people, including myself, thought it was over. The Texas Rangers blew it. They had a 2-0 lead. As soon as I saw them having that, I was just thinking to myself, okay, how are these Texas Rangers going to blow it this time around? And you cannot blame me, but I forgot the equation of because of that fight. You know, that benches clearing fight. I think it was between Abreu and Yadalis Garcia. Who knew that Yadalis Garcia embraces that? That's his electricity. That's how he gets charged up. Which led them to have an unbelievable performance of, what was it, 15 RBIs in a series? Gosh, if it was anyone else, they would be charged up. Almost similar to, what was it? Acuña in the, when it was between the Braves and the Phillies? It was an Atlanta Braves player. I just can't remember if it was Acuña or someone else. It probably was someone else, not Acuña. Saying attaboy to Bryce Harper, and that charged up the Phillies. Look, you just got to be careful of what you say, because you never know what could be used as motivation. You just got to be careful what you say, especially in the middle of the postseason. Because that is a difference of a momentum shift. A momentum shift and being able to seal the deal. The first year that we have this bizarre playoff, you know, bizarre playoff setup, the sixth seed makes the World Series. And to our international listeners, once again, the Fall Classic. The Arizona Diamondbacks was a sixth seed. The Texas Rangers came close to winning their division, ended up being a 5 seed for the American League. And a lot of the teams that were either number one, number two, the only one that embraced taking advantage of the bye was the Houston Astros. But, of course, their road to the playoffs was they got a bye. They faced the Minnesota Twins. And then they faced, you know, what is the Lone Star Series. But to Houston Astros fans out there, Game 7 of that ALCS might as well be a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You have no idea how long it took me to come up with that clever wordplay. So, the fall classic between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. What is going to be key? Well, the key is one of these teams need to be able to win at least one home game. Whoever can win a home game will end up winning the fall classic. And a lot of you people are thinking, well, of course. But in this case, both of these teams are lousy when they play at home. They are. So I think that's going to be the key right there. If one of these Road Warrior teams finds a way to win at least one home game, that will determine who will end up winning it all, I think. Also, you have Diamondbacks. They have a better pitching lineup than the Rangers. Like I said, I haven't really caught up with baseball. I didn't really watch most of the season. All I knew is the Cubs came close to making the playoffs and they blew it. And that's saying something. Now, here's an interesting statistic to keep in mind. Some people call this the Brewers' reverse curse. As in, whoever ends up beating the Milwaukee Brewers in the playoffs ends up making a World Series. And so far, it has been demonstrated. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Brewers in the playoffs, and yeah, they ended up making the World Series. And to our international listeners out there, once again, the Fall Classic. I think it's going to come down to the bats. And trust me, the Texas Rangers got plenty. They have Corey Seager, Yadalis Garcia. Yadalis Garcia's performance is kind of reminding me similar to Randy Rosarena. But hopefully the result will be different. The Texas Rangers end up coming up on top, winning their first ever World Series. It's also known as Fall Classic as well, in their franchise history. The Texas Rangers fans are hoping that the saying is true, third time is the charm. Also, another interesting statistic to keep in mind, this is the third time that both of the World Series opponents are wildcard teams. The last time was in 2014, when it was the San Francisco Giants facing against the Kansas City Royals. And then, the first time around was in 2002, between what was back then they were known just as Anaheim Angels, and you didn't have to add Los Angeles to their name, and the San Francisco Giants. What do they all have in common? Well, just keep in mind, the 2002 and the 2014 World Series went to all seven games. Can I see the same here? Well, as the saying goes, history finds a way to repeat itself. Also, this shows what a great turnaround by both the Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers. Remember when I was talking about that 2014 World Series of the San Francisco Giants? Well, guess what? They had a certain manager by the name of Bruce Bochy. And guess what? He is the manager for the Texas Rangers in this World Series. fall classic to our international listeners. I'm hoping this will end up being an entertaining one, and some people are already calling this the Wild Wild West World Series or the Wild 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 Card West World Series. Try to say that 5 times fast. And the best part of this World Series, besides no Houston Astros in the World Series, no East Coast bias. Because one way or another, the West ends up winning and end up on top being best. So, we sort of got that AL West versus NL West World Series that some people were thinking was going to happen. They just thought it was going to be the Astros and the Dodgers, not the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know you're probably wondering who I think will win. Well, I am not going to say that, but all I'm saying is I'm going to go by Sal Palantonio saying, root for the story, and by golly, this is a great story, and I'm hoping this is definitely going to be a memorable one instead of having me leave in disappointment as in the 2007 World Series. But we shall see. This is going to be an interesting one. I have a feeling this one is going to remind me a little bit more of the, if I could say something in common, it has the story of the 2010 World Series. Because remember, Texas Rangers facing against the San Francisco Giants. At that time, the Texas Rangers, of course, you know, same story goes. Different story, but at that time, that was their first World Series appearance, and also they were trying to win their first World Series. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Giants have won World Series in the past, just never since they moved to San Francisco. So this is going to be an interesting storyline. We will either see a team win their first ever World Series in their franchise history, or we see a team winning only their second. But either way, these teams are not familiar of winning the World Series. So enjoy this. To all of you baseball fans, hopefully we're in for a great one. Who knows? Maybe this will end up continuing on with the wild card World Series streak of going into a Game 7. But we shall see. It's going to be an interesting one. Now, you're probably, a lot of you are already familiar that I'm an Iowa Hawkeyes fan. And you're probably thinking I'm going to talk about Cooper DeJean, the call against Iowa during the Minnesota game. And I would like to talk about it, but the problem is, every other broadcaster, radio announcer, podcaster have pretty much have already said what could possibly be said about it. The only difference I could add to it is, you know, the Hawkeyes just need to get a better offense. Maybe a Maybe have someone else that's part of the offensive coaching staff. Maybe give them a try at calling a couple of plays. I would give the running backs coach a shot at this point. of seeing if they can call an offensive play that could lead to more than 2 yards of total offense in the second half. But, and also, if you are a referee, you have to be straightforward with people of what you are going to review. You can't just last minute. Also, you can't say one thing and then end up making a call for another thing. You have to make an announcement, not just, so that way people don't get easily peeved off. You tell them what you're looking into, the reason why of what you are looking into. You can't just go like, oh, I'm going to look for going out of bounds. And then just keep it at that. You don't do that. You tell people, okay, we're looking at whether he went out of bounds. And also a possibility of an invalid fair catch. Fans would be like, okay. Because if you just keep one thing and look into another thing, you're going to have people being suspicious of maybe, look, there is no surprise that people are going to be thinking that games are going to be rigged, especially when most of the sponsorships are fantasy and even gambling apps. You can't really blame them. But, as I said before, communication is key. Because it makes a difference of people going, oh, okay, to throwing a bunch of debris on the field. But really, that's all I can add to that. They should have told straightforward of saying, look, we are looking onto whether he went out of bounds or not. You know, people go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then you also say, and even an invalid fair catch, the possibility of an invalid fair catch. But hey, that's just me. I'm not mad at the call. I'm kind of mad, you know, that just got called back. It was an exciting play, and it just got called back. You know what's the irony of all this? I think this will be shown a whole lot more than if it was a touchdown. Would you believe that? I know that sounds weird, but I'm thinking, yeah, this will be... He will be showing this highlight a whole lot more than if it ended up being a touchdown. I know, it's crazy, right? But to the Minnesota Golden Gophers, congrats on getting your first win on the road in Iowa since nearly the start of the millennium. Or start of the millennia. I think both of those are okay. Millennia and millennium. Yeah. So, congrats. Iowa just should have had a better offense. We can't just think punting is winning. We can't use that strategy all the time. The key for coaching, you got to make adjustments. And as much as you want to keep on going with what works with you, sometimes your game plan might not go according to plan, so you have to make adjustments. Seriously, if I was the offensive coordinator, I would have found a way to have Cooper DeGene maybe on a jet sweep for a couple of plays. But hey, that's just me. I mean, with the fact of, you know, actually, I probably would have done that, you know, after they called back that return. I would be like, man, that touchdown got called back. All right. Okay, Cooper DeGene, get your butt in there. We're doing a jet sweep. But hey, that's just me. And Iowa probably might have won 13-12 if they did that. But hey, that's just me. That's just me. Cooper DeGene can find a way to get 15, 20 yards. And then we could put in Drew Stevens to kick around near a long field goal. But he finds a way to make those around 50, 45-yard field goals. Yeah. But anyways, that should do it for this episode of Be Dribbling Over, telling all of you to be dribbling over till next time. Thank you all to you Be Dribbling Over listeners and... Oh, Be Dribbling Over hearers and casual listeners out there. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoy hearing people talk about football, well, check out the Coffin Corners podcast. I'm a co-host, and a good buddy of mine is the host, and he's also a comedian, Tom McClain. So give that a listen. That's on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcasts. Check out to see on the podcast platforms that you are listening to. Usually we have episodes of Coffin Corners around on Saturday. So the coming up episode, man, as it just was a rough week of football for us. I mean, I'm an Indy Colts fan, Iowa Hawkeyes fan, and he's a 49ers fan. Just a rough week of football for us. But that gives us more to talk about, and you will even hear probably the rarity of me getting angry at stuff. And also, if you are a fan of horror movies, especially during this horrifying and scary time of year of getting close to Halloween, well, you can listen to the Industry Horror Coffee Cast. I review horror movies, and sometimes I even interview some interesting guests as well. You can listen to that on Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts. Check out on the podcast platforms that you're listening to. Thank you all for listening.